Welcome back. It is a quarter to 12 today. Don't forget Jared Waitley coming up this afternoon. Afternoons with Jimmy Smith following that, and then driving you home will be Joel and Fletch. Tomorrow morning, Matty Johns and Morning Glory with the crew from 9 through till 12. Hope you can be part of that. The number remains the same right across the course of 1170 SEN. 0457 736 736 is the text line, and 1300 01 1170. So it has come to this time for Tommy's Tribune, which is what we do on a Thursday. We go looking in search of the headlines, but we can't do it without a very dramatic intro.
Independent, trustworthy and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
It still gets me. It still gets... I actually think, Tommy, because I know that you wrote that, that's your best headline.
Yeah. Well, it's my best work, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll get called up on it sooner or later. There will be some sort of, you know, it'll be ACMA or whoever it is will call us up, and we'll have to face a tribunal somewhere down the line about false advertising. But when we're not actually publishing, we can't be false.
Well, Hutchie's a big fan, our fearless leader. He texted me privately. He goes, look, Tom, I just got to say the highlight of my week, Tommy's Tribune, 11:40 every Thursday. I said, Hutchie, look, I know. I was just waiting for you to confirm it.
Right.
But yes,
right. Mate.
Enough about me.
Hang on a second. Hang on. If I got a text from Hutchie and it said, "Look, mate, Matt," I don't think I'd read the rest bit because I'm tipping that that's the kind of text you get that says, "I love the Tribune, but you've got to go."
Yeah.
We love the Tribune. Our listeners love the Tribune, and I like the fact that our listeners are very good when it comes to diving in with headlines as well. You've actually, I don't know if this is good or bad for the executive editor, because you're getting a lot of competition. Storm roars through the Tigers, says Pommy Rabideau. Like I said, Para sends the Dogs to the doghouse. Bulldogs on a roll. I mean, everyone's firing. Dragons, Dufty out of Pufty. We've got the lot. So is it good for you to have all of these landing on your desk? Because it's a big desk. You have the biggest office in the SEN building. Or is it making you lazy?
No,
as a headline writer.
I feel like right now, myself and the listeners, we're like the New South Wales Blues. Healthy competition. We're all jostling for spots at the table. That can only breed, you know, good headlines and, you know, a great environment for success. So, Listeners, keep coming in and we can bounce off each other. I love it.
Well, you have to refer to them now as readers as well.
Yes.
Listeners
or
and readers.
Contributors.
Yeah. Yeah, part of the family.
Yeah,
part of the Tribune family members. We're starting to sound like a cult. We will get investigated. All right, mate. So round 15, you've got a whole stack there.
Yeah.
Actually, before we do that, we need to give the Mark Hughes Foundation beanie away.
Yes.
You've been through all the texts. We got some great unsung heroes this morning, and I liked a lot of them. A lot of them went into rugby league world. I did like the one about Craig Stevens stepping aside for Ian Thorpe back in 2004. Obviously, timely given that I'm down here covering the swimming as well. But I think we liked the one from Darren. It was pretty easy and pretty straightforward. It was Darren, wasn't it, who said volunteers in all sports?
Yeah, great one. Great choice.
Great.
Just a little bit left of center. We didn't choose an athlete, but, you know, the men and women that go out of their way, they don't get paid for it just because they love sport, to help out their families, you know, local sporting grounds. Great pick, Darren. I'll be in contact with you after the show to grab your details. You've won a Mark Hughes Foundation beanie.
Excellent. Well done. All right, let's get to the headlines for this weekend. What's your first headline?
Begging for Bennett. Tonight, Suncorp Stadium, Broncos. Wayne Bennett faces his old side. He's off contract at the end of this year. Now, there's been a lot of rumours about what he's going to do with his future. Is he going to get poached by one of the new expansion sides, the Ipswich Jets, the Brisbane Jets, the Redcliffe Dolphins? There's also rumours that he might come back to the Broncos as a consultant or as a football or coaching director. So after tonight's match, after tonight's demolition that the Rabbitohs are going to put on, I'm predicting begging for Bennett. I can see it. Back page, courier mail. They love to steal my stuff. Begging for Bennett.
What did you make of the Mayor of Empire Bay's headline, Bennett's Bunnies Bash Up Bumbling Broncos?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I'm a massive fan of alliteration. I'm about to show it in one of my next headlines as well, a little bit down the track, but great work. No, okay. You can't go wrong with alliteration.
That's right. Well, yes. You just don't want to go too long.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong, but you can go long.
Mayor of Empire Bay, Bennett's Bunnies, bash up bumbling Broncos. We'll park that for the moment because Tommy's already made the executive decision. So what was that one again? Run it by us.
Begging for Bennett.
The committee says yes, we'll lock that in. Thank you. Go ahead again. Next one.
Now, my next one, I did have help from Jay Winter, our assistant producer on Vossi's show, one of our writers here at SEN. So he did help me with this. Now, it pains me to say this because I'm, as some of our listeners may know, I'm a massive, massive Sydney Roosters fan.
But are you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, right. Funny. But so this headline, Penrith send Sydney home to roost. I can't see Penrith getting three losses in a row, especially with all their origin stars returning. There's now whispers that Trent Robinson may rest Sam Walker because of his bung shoulder. It would be smart, you know, play the long-term game with him. I'm not expecting a win from the Roosters. I think they'll be in it for about 50 to 60 minutes. Then Panthers might blow it out. But, yeah, Penrith send Sydney home to roost.
Okay. Now, Tommy, this is where we're going to clash heads here in the editorial committee.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do this on this one. I'm going to have to take this one down. I like the way that you're going, but I'm going to have to take this one headline down, and I tell you why. Because Blue Emu has given us a better option.
Yours
is a bad option. We've got a better option. We're all about the listeners here and the readers. Panthers turn on the rotisserie.
Yeah, that's good.
Are we okay with that one?
Yeah, I like that one.
We'll give that one the tick. So I didn't want to take you down, but in the interests of building the readership from zero to zero, Panthers turn on the rotisserie has got him. Well done, Blue Emu. You've got yourself a position on the editorial board. So that's two. Number three.
My last one. So this is where the alliteration comes in. Picture perfect Ponga. Kalen Ponga, the star, the Queensland fullback. The Newcastle Knights fullback playing his first game in 6 weeks since round nine against the Warriors this Saturday afternoon against Reece Walsh. He's going to come back, him and Mitchell Pearce. Ponga is going to star. I'm going to say he at least scores one try. He has a try assist. He has a line break and a line break assist. And put him all down for those four.
Yep. Picture perfect, Tom Ponga. We can lock that one in. Because you helped me too. Was it yesterday when we were going through this? And I hadn't had a look at Team List Tuesday in detail, but you helped me because I was sitting on the fence massively on this one, Knights v Warriors, and you pointed out that Kalen's back in the kind of lineup that the Knights have got. So I'm happy to go the Knights in that one, and picture perfect Ponga is the one that we need. There you go. We got through it. Well done, mate. I think that's a successful edition that we'll roll out, or three editions even, with three headlines. Tommy's Tribune lives to fight another day.